got to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Come on. In his gates with praise. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's be thankful. I know it's day two. Say day two. I know it's day two. Say it to your neighbor on the left and right. Say, congratulations. Day two of fasting. Amen. Amen. Some of you have been fasting even longer than that. So we want to give God praise and glory for that. Amen. But we come tonight with expectation. Amen. When we come to God, we have to first believe that he's God. And they told me I'm supposed to stay right here. So make sure when you're praying, we're supposed to stay right here. Amen. Amen. So when we come to God, we have to come with an expectation of faith. Amen. God does not respond to emotion. He does not respond to the pains in your belly. But he will respond to your expectation that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So look at your neighbor on the left and the right and say, oh, thank God for you. You're diligently seeking him. Thank God for you. You're diligently seeking him. Day two, neighbor, day two, amen? So we're gonna move forward. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, we give you glory. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to give you all the glory and praise that is due you because you are King of Kings, you are Lord of Lords, you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you're the end, you're the Ancient of Days, and we give you all glory. Tonight, God, we come to you with declarations for healing, amen? For healing, for financial breakthrough and breakout in the name of Jesus. And God, we know there is nothing that's impossible for you. So right now, if you have bills and you need to bring them forward, or if you have pictures of loved ones, okay, amen, for a very long time, you financial commitments, if you can bring those forward, we're going to bring them. It is a prophetic act that you're bringing them forward, laying them on the altar. If I were you, I would not hesitate. Bring it forth. It is a prophetic act because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and our faith has to be put to action. Amen. So say to your neighbor on the left or the right, we're going to put our faith to action tonight. Amen. Amen. Bring it forth. Whatever you have, baby, it's a loved one, even salvation for loved ones, healing, physical healing, financial healing, relational healing, emotional healing. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord God that healeth. And tonight, you're going to see him in another dimension. Amen. So come on. We're going to be led forth as we go forth in praise because this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, sing it up.
See, God is fighting for us. God is on our side. He has overcome us. He has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. Overcome, we will not be shaken, we will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. Oh, I will live, I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name. Oh, I will live, I will live.
no matter the language, and that language is hallelujah. So come on and give him a praise. Give him the highest praise. Every devil and demon in hell understands. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. We don't fight against people. We fight against principalities. But he died so that we would win. In the name of Jesus, we're coming tonight with healing. We're coming tonight with deliverance of finances. But we're not coming in our own name. We're coming in the name of Jesus, the resurrected name of Jesus, that at the mention of his name, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord over your healing, Lord over your finances, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Come on, everybody, raise your hands. And just start breathing the ground of expectation for miracles, signs, and wonders tonight. We will see God manifest his power tonight in the name of Jesus. We are under an open heaven. Just sing that out with me. Sing, we are under an open heaven. Oh.
Heaven. And what that means is that God's ear is attentive to the cries of his people, and he is available in this very moment to release that which you need financially, what you might need relationally, what you might need in terms of healing on your bodies, mind, wills, and emotions. He is available because you have dared to believe. You have dared to have faith that he would help you turn your plate over, keep your plate turned over. You are releasing to him that opportunity, that open heaven that he can pour out. But it's about your expectation. It is all about your expectation. The word of God says it is written in Proverbs 8:30. It says, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. And so tonight we come before him. You've heard the instruction of the house. You have heard our apostle who said we are to fast and pray in this season. So you are in that position under an open heaven to receive all that God has for you and more. It depends on your level of faith. You're under an open heaven. So as we move forth tonight, we are decreeing and declaring a matter. It says, if two or three are gathered in my name, trusting and agreeing upon the same thing, he is in our midst. Amen. And when we decree and declare the word of God accomplishes that which is sent to accomplish.
Father God, we thank you, Jesus, that we get to gather together to come boldly to your throne room, Lord, and as a body give you our needs, Father God. Your word says in Galatians 2:20 that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, set apart from sin and sickness. Father, our bodies belong to you, Jesus. Exodus 15, verse 26 says, I am the Lord that heals you. Acts 10:43-34, then Peter began to speak, saying truthfully, I perceive God is no respecter of persons. Lord, we know faith pleases you. Father God, you are moved by our faith, Father. But we need you to increase our mindsets. Because that's where we fall short, Lord, is in our own minds, in our own thoughts, Father God. So right now I ask that you put our mindsets in order to rebuke doubt and fear and to walk 100% steadfast in your problem, in your promises, and in your mighty word. We do not want to hinder the move of the Holy Ghost and stifle healings and miracles. Lord, we do not have to walk in sicknesses or diseases. As we age, we can age gracefully and well. We praise your holy name, Jesus. Thank you for providing for us, Father, and for letting us test you in finances. The tithe, Malachi 3 verse 10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will be no room to receive. We thank you, Jesus, for putting a hedge of protection around our finances as well as our bodies. Because you said if we tithe, that's a guaranteed hedge of protection. We give you, the one and only true God, all of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Come on and give him praise. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, I know you have more praise in you than that. Do you know? Do you know that when Judah went out, they went out praising before the battle? Amen? They praised before the battle was over. So I just want to decree and declare that out of this household of faith, out of his Tabernacle Family Church in Horseheads, New York, we're going to release a praise in here that is going to get the attention of heaven and is going to deafen the work of the enemy. Release a praise in this house, a praise of faith, a praise of release a praise in this house, because we are under an open heaven. Come on, come on. They praised before they went in a battle because they knew they had already won. Hallelujah.
We'll Come on and sing this out. Your blood will never lose its
power.
Come on, come on, come on.
Your blood will never lose its power.
Sing that out.
Power.
Come on and sing that, sing that.
Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His precious blood will never lose its power. Ooh. Do you know when he was on the cross, he took 39 lashes? Do you know how many disease groups exist today? The American Medical Association has declared that there are 39 disease groups. He already, with his blood, took care of it. He already, with his blood. And he says in his word that those diseases he put on the Egyptians, he would not put on you. You are blood bought. Amen? And so as we move forth tonight in declaration and praying, decreeing and declaring, know who you are in Christ. Say to your neighbor on the left and the right, you are blood bought. And his blood will never lose its power over your life. Amen.
Shut up. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, gracious God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you by your stripes. We were healed, Jesus. By your stripes, it is finished. It is done. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Walk in your healing. Walk in your healing. You got it. You got it. Take it. Take it. Your healing is here. Your healing is here. No more suffering. No more pain. Your healing is here. Thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus.
His healing flows in the blood. Healing flows in the blood. Healing flows in the blood. Healing flows in the blood.
Jesus.
Healing flows in the blood.
Come on and receive your healing right now.
Healing flows in the blood.
Yes, yes. Healing.
Healing flows in the blood.
Healing. Healing.
Healing flows in the blood.
Healing. Amen. A release of healing over this household of faith. Come on, if you stand in need of healing, move forward. Move to this altar. Come on, move forward. If you're not already on the altar, and if you're on the altar, open your hearts and your minds to receive that healing. Amen.
Healing flows in the blood. Healing flows in the blood.
Yes, it is in the blood. By His stripes we are healed. From our sickness, healing flows in the blood. Yes, it is in the blood. By His stripes we are healed. From our sickness,
healing flows in the blood. Redemption flows in the blood. Redemption flows in the blood. Yes, it is in the blood. We have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. Redemption flows in the blood. Yes, it is in the blood. We have redemption. Sing, we have redemption
Amen. I know that it's day two, and sometimes day two, we physically are expended. Amen. And so our spirit man is rising higher and getting stronger and stronger. But sometimes our physical man is kind of pulling back. You know, anybody, sometimes those juices in your, you know, your stomach, you haven't fed in anything. And it's like, where's the food? You know, so again, you've got to press past your physical, because healing, the declaration of faith was that healing is in this house. So I don't know if there's anybody out there who needs to be healed, or anybody out there who has a loved one who needs to be healed. Do you know when the woman went through the crowds, she had to press through the houses of people to get to him. Do you know what I mean? But she didn't really care who she had to press through. She didn't really care who was in the crowd. She didn't care where she had to go. And she pushed and pressed. Amen. She pushed and pressed for a higher level. She pushed and pressed for the next level of faith. And do you know what? She touched the hem of his garment, which was all the promises. Amen. That he was Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth. It was, and he didn't even know. He healed her, not even knowing who had touched him. Amen. So I need you tonight to bring your faith, amen, because it was her faith that touched his virtue that pulled and extracted that healing out, amen. So do you have enough faith, HT? You know, HT, are you with me? Do you have enough faith tonight to push and press past your physical, to push and press past the grumblings maybe in your belly, to get that healing that you need, amen, or for that person that you're praying for? Because we have heard the declaration of the psalmist, healing is in the blood, amen. It is in the blood. So come on, praise him with an expectation. She pushed through the crowds with an expectation.
Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we just adore you tonight, Lord God. Holy Spirit, you are here and you are welcome. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you be as comfortable in the midst of your people as you are in heaven. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for your healing power that's here right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, your word says that you are the God that healeth thee. Father, we receive that word right now, Lord God, that you are the God that healeth thee. Father, we just bless you right now. We honor you. We bow in your presence, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the prophetic word that came from our shepherd, Lord God. The word that says next level, Lord God. But Father, even as Jesus ascended, he descended first, Lord God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we must decrease so that he might increase, Lord God. Father, moving into the next level, Lord God, there is another level of brokenness that you are calling us to, Lord God. Father, you are calling us to be healed, God, to be made whole, Lord God. And you're asking the question, oh God, would you be made whole, Lord God? Father, we have to answer that question, each one of us individually, Lord God. Do we want to be made whole, Lord God? Father, we thank and praise you, Lord God, for in that next level, Lord God, we leave behind us attitudes and stinking thinking, Lord God, to rise up to the next level, oh God. Rising up to the next level, oh God, we elevate our minds to the mind of Christ, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the mind of Christ, Lord God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we decree and declare that everyone in this house will be tithers, will be givers in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, we speak now, Lord God, we decree and we declare that we will be hilarious givers, Lord God, that this house will be so full of joy, Lord God, when it comes to time to give, that people will look at us and wonder what in the world is going on. But we're going to be hilarious givers, Lord God. Father, we're not going to worry about where the giving is going to come from. You've already settled that, Lord God. You said it's according to your riches and glory. Father, you do all things out of your glory and for your glory, God. Father, we ask these things for no other reason than your great name's sake. For your great name's sake, God. For your great name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Come on and give him praise for his great name's sake. Amen. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Amen. Amen. Now we are going to do something that maybe is a little different because we all have come with petitions here. I think some of us have put our bills up front and everything. So I need you. There's a person on the left or the right of you. Just turn to them, smile at them, and say, I'm going to touch and agree with you. Amen. In the area of healing, amen. And in the area of financial breakthrough, I'm going to touch and agree with you. So, go, you know, say hello to them. You're going to now join hands with them if you're comfortable touching them or, you know, whatever works, okay? But you're going to now pray, amen? Because there is power in corporate prayer, amen? Come on, so come on, let's just stir up our faith. So begin to pray with your neighbor, amen? Pray over them now in the name of Jesus for increased healing in their lives, amen? For financial breakthrough and freedom, amen? In the name of Jesus, you may not know what they stand in need of, but God, we come to you tonight in faith. Two and three in your name, touching and agreeing upon the same thing. God, we know you're in our midst. We know that you're here, God. And so we thank you for the financial breakthrough over our neighbor's house, over our city, over this nation. And God, we come to you on behalf of His Tabernacle Family Church tonight. And we stand in agreement for 2019. We stand in agreement for increase. We stand in agreement for the next level, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come to you declaring for a supernatural increase on behalf of our neighbor, a supernatural increase on behalf of this ministry, His Tabernacle. We are declaring, God, because we are bold enough to come before you, a mighty God. We thank you, Lord. You said because you're tithers and you're givers, that we can come to you with an expectation of faith that is outrageous, an expectation of faith that is radical, an expectation of faith that is supernatural. So on behalf of my neighbor, on behalf of this ministry, we come to you, God, with that level of faith, the next level of faith. Father God, we believe that you're a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So you fill in the blank now for your neighbor. You fill in the blank praying, whatever that is. Come on, pray for your neighbor in the name of Jesus, believing for that supernatural financial breakthrough, that supernatural healing in the name of Jesus, that restorative power that is only available from God. Because we fasted, we've been praying, we have time, talent, resources, money. We have come to you, God. We are in position now to receive your glory. So, Father, pour out fresh. We are declaring a weekly offering to increase to $30,000 plus minimum. That is the minimum in the name of Jesus. That is our declaration of faith. We are declaring that a $1.6 million check or checks are paid off in this building in 2019. We are decreeing and declaring it as so. He said that I could test him. So God, we come to you because we're in position right now. If anybody needs a pen to write that check in the name of Jesus, here it is. So we stand in agreement, God, that you're releasing that money right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you because we want to do great exploits in the earth realm. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for increase, multiplication, increase in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that even in this past, our spirit man is increasing. Our minds are being renewed by you. We're being refreshed. We're coming to you with the right attitude of faith, believing and trusting that you are God. There is no doubt, God. And if there is any doubt, we place it on this altar. Father, we thank you. You're a faithful God. We thank you. Before we finish praying, already the answer has been released. We stand in faith. We stand in expectation because you are more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we could ask or even imagine. So stretch your imagination right now. Let your imagination be stretched in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. Zach's gonna come and pray right now, but I have to tell you, Friday I had prayed and fasted and we laid the seeds. I want to encourage you. This is a spiritual seed that you're laying right now. Amen. You are planting a seed in faith. Amen. And he will bring it to harvest because increased obedience yields accelerated harvest. And we have planted some seeds in our business. And on Friday, in one day, I collected $49,000 worth of checks. It's not about me. It's about the God that I serve. I couldn't keep up. We're getting to the locations to get the checks. So I just want to encourage you to be obedient. I want to encourage you to be steadfast. I want to encourage you to grab a hold of this next level. So you will say, God, what can I do? God, what's the next level of what you called me to do for your kingdom? And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You have to run. We've heard it prophetically, but now I'm asking God, Lord, take the wealth of the wicked. I don't need to store it up in anymore. Let it be released to the righteous right now.
Father, we lift up our voice to you tonight, Lord. We come into your gates with thanksgiving and praise. Father, we lift you up for everything you did in 2018. But Lord, we thank you that that's going to be minimal in what you do in 2019. Father, I thank you that we've set aside this time to pray and fast, to consecrate the time to you. So, Lord, as we live daily in your word, allow supernatural health to flow through our body. Lord, allow supernatural increase to hit our household. Father, I thank you that as we live daily in your word, supernatural joy comes over our life. Lord, I thank you no attack of the enemy is allowed in, Father, because you are our rear guard. So I thank you, Jesus, that everything that we've ever imagined is too small in your sight. Lord, I thank you that this isn't going to be the year of down payments, but it's going to be the year of paid in full in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you tonight. This won't be a year of standing in prayer lines, but it'll be a year of healing in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you that anything we could possibly imagine is too small in your sight. Father, let not my faith offend you this year for what I believe for. Lord, stretch my sight, stretch my faith. Father, allow me to see farther into your plan. Allow me to see farther into my destiny. Father, I pray that every person in this room, as they reach their hand out, receive the largest seed they've ever had to sow in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that any seed we've sown previously will be insignificant in your sight to what we sow this year. So, Lord, I thank you that as your word says, seed time and harvest will never pass away. So, Lord, as we sow in faith, as we sow in obedience to what you've called us to sow, Lord, I pray and I declare that this year of 2019 will be a year of expedited harvest in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. There's nothing holding back the harvest. But Lord, you have gone forth and made the path straight to where you've called us to go. So tonight, Jesus, as we align our faith, as we stand here as one corporate body, as we lift up our praise to you and thank you for what you've done, Lord, you act on our behalf tonight. You act on the behalf of our health, on the behalf of our finances. Father, that you've healed everything from cancer to a headache. Lord, I pray this year for an increased revelation of the fact that you are El Shaddai. You are the all-sufficient God. Lord, no matter what it is, we stand in faith that you are more than enough for every situation in our lives. And Lord, we give you praise right now for everything you've done. We lift your name on high, Jesus. Hallelujah! We thank you tonight, Jesus. Father, we pray for next level miracles. Father, we thank you that wheelchairs will not be homes anymore. Father, we thank you that cancer can't stand in your name. We thank you that death can't stand in your name. We thank you that poverty can't stand in your name. But Father, we thank you tonight that you've destroyed it all in Jesus' mighty name.
Real with you all tonight, and I'm going to do that in the name of Jesus. It is time to stop praying weak body prayers. It is time to pray spirit building, spirit healing prayers in the name of Jesus. You have sickness and disease on you, heal your spirit. Heal your spirit in the name of Jesus. It is time to heal our spirit, to feed our spirit. As we decrease and we stop eating physically, let us feed and drink the word of God. Abba, Father, thank you that you said those who hunger and thirst after you shall be filled. We will be filled in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as the man that was at the pool, Lord Jesus, when you asked him, do you want to be healed? He tried to respond with his circumstances, his situation, what he felt, what he saw. But you told him, get up. Get up. Get up. It's time. It's time. It's time in the name of Jesus. We will walk by faith. Faith don't care what it feels like. Faith don't care what it looks like. Faith don't care what the doctor told you. Faith don't care how you feel and your emotions. The Bible says we are healed. It's a finished work. We will receive that. We will believe it and we will seize it. We don't have to see it. We will seize it in our hands. We will take it. We will take it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are increasing us. You're increasing our faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we will read the word. We will speak the word. We will meditate on it day and night and night and day. We will no longer have to reach out to every person to try to tell them our circumstances. We will go to the King. The King. We can lay hands on ourselves and we shall recover. We will manifest the power that is inside of each and every one of us through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're no respecter of persons, that you will heal, you will give power, and you will allow us to increase in faith as we ask. You say whatever we ask according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we have whatever we ask of you. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you increase our faith. Abba, Father, we pray supernatural wisdom and knowledge as we move into 2019, that our finances are blessed because we're good stewards of our finances, that we seed and we tithe and we give according to your word, according to the obedience that you have asked us to do, that we will no longer cower down depending on what our bank account looks like, our bills look like, but we supernaturally have access to the King's throne, and we will receive that in the name of Jesus. Jesus, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for your word that we can speak. We don't have to pray our worries. We don't have to pray our circumstances. We pray the word of God that's quick and powerful, that never comes back void and always accomplishes what it sets out to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even
believe it. Come on, come on. He never stops working.
You never stop working. Even when I can't see it,
come on, Saints. Move into the final stages of our time here tonight. But see, this is a Holy Ghost party, and Holy Ghost parties don't stop. Amen? So, Pastor is going to anoint these things that have been left, bills and different requests for healing. But when you bring your offerings, you're going to come up. It's an act of faith. It is a prophetic act. And so when you come up, bring your offerings, lay your offerings on the altar. You're basically saying, God, I surrender everything I have to you. And watch him multiply it. Watch him increase it. Amen? Amen. So, Pastor Obi, pastors, would you come? Your hands will be anointed, and then you're going to be laying hands. And Pastor Obi, after he gets anointed, he's going to pray.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands in this place. What's amazing about prayer is that you don't have to pray for the same thing over and over and over again, okay? Once your prayer is done, and then once you're done praying, you can then just thank him. Thank him in faith, and with a shout of praise, everything is now sealed. I think it's important that we can teach you that after you've done praying, you now have to now begin to turn to praise. After you're done praying, it's time to now turn to praise just to say thank you in advance. You've got to believe in your spirit that it's already done. The Lord has declared in his word. He said it and it's established. He decreed it and it has come to pass. So you have every right. You are released to give him a shout of praise. You are released to give him a shout. You are released for joy. You are released. Come on. Come on. Your praise is a weapon in the word. The praise of the people of God turn the enemies against each other and confuse them. In the word, the praise of his people broke off shackles. In the word, the praise of his people shut up the womb of those that will come against them. Come on now. With your praise, you can seal what's happened on Monday. With your praise, you can seal what's happened today. With your praise, it will be a down payment on what's about to happen tomorrow. Come on, y'all. Come on, bring up your offerings up here. With joy, with gladness, with faith that it's already done. Come on, let's end this night with a shout. Come on. Come on, release that weapon. Release that weapon. Release that weapon. Come on, break off that depression. Break off that depression. Break it off. Break off the doubt. Break off the fear. Come on. Increase your faith with a shout of praise. Hey, hey, come on, come on.
Lose it. but because you dared to pray. Somebody's about to lose their house, but he said, because you dared to pray, because you came forth in faith, he's going to reverse it right now in the name of Jesus. Your bankruptcy is reversed. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. And we thank God. We're going to leave this place, but we are coming back. And as you go out of here, take the Spirit of God with you, because we have an expectation of faith. And when you create an atmosphere and an expectation of faith, look at your neighbor, your right or the left and the right, say, miracles take place. Miracles take place. Miracles, signs, and wonders take place. So we bless you. We bless you in the city and in the field. Hallelujah.
My shout. My shout.
Jesus tonight. Isn't God good? We're trying to keep this one, keep this rate, the timetable we promised. Tomorrow night we might go over a little bit. You just never know. But tonight we're trying to keep it tight. Amen. So you get home with your babies and get home and keep praising and shouting. Amen. I want to remind you, you never come to the King's house without a gift. You can just lay it right here on the altar. For those who have their phones up here, their bills up here, come grab them. They've been anointed. Start declaring and decreeing over them in Jesus' name. But make sure you lay your offering right on the altar. Have an awesome night. Tomorrow morning, 6:15, the prayer line. Watch online. You'll be able to get the number. Make sure you're on the prayer line. This morning, I believe there are almost 150 people on the prayer line. And then tomorrow at noon, we have prayer. Tomorrow night at 7, we have prayer. Make sure you're here.